Fantastic. What's up, you guys? You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. You just heard 2 hours of phenomenal awesomeness brought to you by Enzo, our own Italian stallion, who always does a fantastic job. And, you know, it was fun tonight because not only did he do a show that Enzo could be proud of, he also did a show that the Haberdasher would be proud of. So he did a fantastic job filling in for the Haberdasher. That was fun. Anyways, I'm here. I'm Josh. It's time for Mother's Milk. Typically, 2 hours of songs about booze. However, this being June, which in Mother's Milk Land is drug month, we do songs about drugs instead. This week you heard Cocaine Week, the first week, then Heroin Week, the second week, and then Marijuana Week, the third week, as is traditional. Big thanks to the Haberdasher for filling in for me on Marijuana Week last week. Typically, the fourth week is something we've never done before, and this week, this month, Enzo suggested that we close it out with artists who died thanks to drugs. So this will simultaneously be a happy show and a sad show, because it's great music, but they're all dead. Anyways, we'll just start it out with a band that I play occasionally on my show, but don't get to play anywhere near as much as I would like to, because they don't really have a lot of songs that mention drinking. But since what's uniting these artists together tonight is not the thematic arrangement of words in their lyrics, but instead the sad, tragic end of their lives, I can totally play this song. It's my favorite song by the Triffids, and it is an absolutely perfect pop gem, as Enzo would say, and it's called A Trick of the Light. And while it doesn't mention drinking, it is full of awesome.
Familiar paper, I keep a figurine in a locker. It's dedicated, engraved initials, yellow photograph in a pocketbook. Well, the rim of her mouth was golden, her eyes were just desert. Just the light, it's only an image of hers, just a trick of the light. She sent me letters, gave me directions, name out the street where I should turn. And then she stood out front, wrapped in her bath towel, yelling, once you leave, boy, you can't return. The rim of her mouth was gold. Thank you.
little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark, a little less fight, a little more spark. And close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music and dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. And come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey, a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation and satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. And it'll satisfy me.
Satisfy me,
baby.
Satisfy me.
Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
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 Don't procrastinate, don't articulate. Girl, it's getting late. You just sit right around. A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. Baby, satisfy me.
Satisfy me.
Satisfy me, baby.
Satisfy me.
Satisfy me, baby.
Satisfy me,
baby.
All right, so that was Three Dead Guys. You heard Elvis Presley with a little less conversation, a little more action, baby. And then you heard Blind Melon before that with Tones of Home. Not No Rain, because I refuse to play that song. And The Triffids started us off with A Trick of the Light, which is my favorite pop song of all time, probably. Let's play more pop. Someone who died recently of a drug-related incident was everyone's favorite pedophile, sadly. That's how I'm going to remember him. Because through most of my life, he was just the dude with the disfigured face and the constant accusations of child molestation. But trying to decide which Michael Jackson song I wanted to play for the show, I was watching a bunch of videos from more of his heyday, I guess, you know, like the 80s and early 90s. And he was totally awesome back in the day. Like, it is a shame that I'm remembering, you know, him covering his face and holding a baby over a balcony or whatever, instead of remembering the totally awesome video to Smooth Criminal, which you're about to hear. Well, you're about to hear the song, not the video. The video is awesome, though.
We'll be right back. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Dance.
Def Leppard, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody loves Def Leppard, right? If you don't love Def Leppard, then you probably don't appreciate a lot of stuff from that time period, I guess. That was Armageddon It, and before that you heard Unbelievable by EMF. I did actually play their one super huge big hit, because, you know, I like it. And before that you heard Michael Jackson starting to set off with Smooth Criminal. It can't all be up-tempo, upbeat, or even awesome. I hate Alice in Chains, but I got a request for Alice in Chains for this show, so I'm going to play it. This one's for Jamie. This is Rooster, because it's my least unfavorite Alice in Chains song. Cool?
Thank you. My name's Rachel, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Somewhat prescient, they were all skeletons in that music video. They didn't, in fact, get by without dying at some point. But, yeah, you know, that was Jerry Garcia and his merry band of troubadours, otherwise known as the Grateful Dead. That one goes out to Henry, who I want to call Hank, but I don't know if it irritates him. And it's only amusing if it irritates him. So I won't. Hey, Henry, what's up, man? Hope that you were listening, because otherwise I just played the Grateful Dead for no reason. Ugh. But I do have a soft spot in my heart for that song, which is probably why... I'm not a Grateful Dead fan because, you know, that's poppy, fun, sugary goodness, not droning, quote-unquote, magical, long, drawn-out something. Anyways, I don't want to be negative here. I want to focus on the deaths of great people. Before that, you heard Amy Winehouse, the one you know I'm no good. I'd actually played that one on my show before, but I've noticed that that song has kind of had a resurgence here locally in the city on a couple of, like, you know, poppy radio stations. And it's... probably my favorite Amy Winehouse song. I actually really like it a lot, so I wanted to hear it again. And we started that set off with Alice in Chains doing Rooster for Jamie. All right, up next, we're gonna get magical, in fact, I guess. We're going to go to the 70s and play, I think this is a 70s track. I'm not 100% on that. This is Achilles' Last Stand by Led Zeppelin, because I got a friend who's always telling me that it's a great song, and so I'm going to go ahead and listen to it for the first time here on the radio. So hopefully we'll all agree with her, and it'll be a good song. It's pretty long, and so is the next one. So the next 17 minutes are going to be two songs. But this should be epic, right? It's Achilles making his last stand on his heel, probably. You know? Word. If you missed the beginning of the show, just a reminder, this is not all music about booze. This is, in fact, the final week of Drug Month for 2012. And this week's theme is artists who died from drug-related stuff. Cool?
the kings and queens would dance in the realm of the black rose. Play me their melodies, I want to know.
Melodies so that I might know. for me while William Butler weeps. And Oscar, he's going wild. Usher Brandon, where have you been? Looking for a girl with green eyes. My dog Rosaline is my Colleen. That Georgie knows best. Van is the man. Starvation once again.
Yeah, Thin Lizzy. All right, that song was called, I can't remember, I don't know how to pronounce Irish stuff, but Rosin Dub, probably something like that, which translates as Black Rose and is the title track, kind of their album, Black Rose, a Rock Legend. And it was pretty awesome. For that, you heard Achilles Last Stand by Led Zeppelin, which was pretty cool too. Although, I mostly like Led Zeppelin more than Thin Lizzy, and the Thin Lizzy track was better. You're listening to WRIR-LP, 97.3 FM, Richmond. This is Mother's Milk, typically 2 hours of music about booze. But during the month of June, it turns into 2 hours of music about drugs. This being the last week of June, it is A, the grab bag theme night. The first three are set in stone, but the fourth week of June is always something different every year. And this year, it is artists who died from drug-related stuff. And also, this being the last show of the month, it is the Rum Doings night. So we will be starting Rum Doings at right around 15 minutes past the hour, and you'll get to hear British guys be awesome and amusingly talkative about an election that took place in Britain in, I think, 2008. Only they're talking right before, like a day or two before the election. So if you follow Rum Doings, it's an interesting episode to listen to because they think certain things, and certain things don't pan out the way they think, I think. I'm pretty sure this is the election that John Walker was all about, trying to get people to vote for the Liberal Democrats. Is that what it was? Whatever the second Liberal Party is, not Labour, but the other one. I think it's Liberal Democrats. And he's really enthusiastic about Liberal Democrats. And as it turns out, after they get elected, they make a pact, or whatever you call it. They form a government with the conservatives, who actually, the Tories or whatever, who won the election. And so they sort of immediately betray everything that they stood for and blatantly go back on a number of actual promises that they made over the course of the campaign and over the course of, like, the preceding decade or two of the existence of the party. For all I know, it's been around for 80 years, whatever. But anyways, it's really amusing hearing these fellows talk about stuff. I think that's this election. If I'm wrong, and that was a year previous in the history of Rum Doings, then I apologize for that recap that made no sense and had no relevance to you. Either way, I'm going to play more music. We're going to go into some quick stuff by a bunch of dead punk rock junkies. This one is Chinese Rocks by D.D. Ramon, not the Johnny Thunders version.
Yeah. show me the door, the thought I glance. Top floor, making a plan. Into your coupe, indeed. Loud, black, lady. Long size, you know, I just live to take it. Something in eyes that makes the night. Swirl and greet your culture ties. Preacher schemes and self-denial. Talks of soul with news malal. It's me, Coupe Lady, like a dragon lady. In a low tide, you know, right, you should live on your feet. Clock on a man, all hands crossed. Run a forge, a place of dust. Talk of a town you should never be seen. Lovely lady with a wobbly machine. It's me, Coupe Lady, like a dragon lady. In a low tide, you know, right, you should live on your feet.
My name's Tyler, and in 9 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. But my parents won't start talking to me about it till high school.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
Thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
guys, that's gonna wrap it up for the music portion of this week's show. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. For the record, the views expressed by John Walker and Nick Mailer in the Rum Doings podcast that you're about to hear do not in any way reflect the opinions or anything else related to the radio station, for the most part. So yeah, don't get angry at two British guys talking about things that don't affect you a continent away, or even things that do affect you, because